Well, I would classify that as a very good adversary win for our football team. We knew when the schedule came out this was going to be a difficult challenge, you know, playing Jacksonville, you know, an excellent, excellent team. Gus does a great job, and you can just see how these guys keep getting better each and every year. So, and to play down here in this heat was challenging for both teams. It was really a game of long drives. And I'm very proud of the way our guys kept fighting, and really, you know, the game come down to the last play was pure on the pursuit and the finish of our defense. So, offensively, you know, we had some long drives coming out of half. It was important for us to maintain the time of possession in the second half. We accomplished that. The only thing that, you know, I wish I had a call or two back where we, you know, the kick and field was down there instead of scoring touchdowns. You know, defense hung in there. Jaguars did a good job of converting on fourth down, and once again it came down to a gutty play by our defense. Special teams, field position, was a challenge for us in the first half, and I think it balanced out in the second half. With that, I'll take your questions.
Mike, how challenging was the heat, was the humidity? I know you said you wouldn't let it be part of the game. How difficult was it out there?
It was difficult. I think it was difficult for both teams. I mean, it's hot down here today. It's hot on anybody's standards. I would think the local people would say the same. So our players did a great job of preparing, you know, the hydration and so forth. We really didn't have any cramping issues, and we're very proud of the way they fought through it. I thought the stadium atmosphere was incredible. Thank the Packer fans to see all the green and gold out there and, you know, matching our green shirts in the heat. It was a lot of fun today. So we have great support, as we always do on the road, and they definitely, you know, hit the mark today.
Mike, can you just talk about how you mentioned they kept converting on fourth downs, but the defense hung in there. I mean, what was it like on the sideline, just seeing them continue to convert, but, you know, the guys weren't going to?
Oh, no, I mean, this counts now. This is a team that shows a unique energy throughout camp. We won one game. I mean, we're being practical. Our standard of play is nowhere where we want it to be, but it's good enough to win on week one. And that's what you have to do. You have to get the first one in the column. It happens to you each and every year. They never look the way you want them to look, but at the end of the day, it comes down to football. It's about making big plays, key plays, and that's what this game could come down to when we made the play.
Coach, I know Jordan Pink. Can you talk about the pregame 9/11?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I don't know. I'm sure that's probably about as emotional as a – you know, national anthem. I think I've seen it some time. I thought that, you know, the tribute was phenomenal, and you know, just to see, you know, public safety and the military and everybody locked in arms, and I thought it was special, unique, and obviously should be the focus of what today's all about.
Luke, what was it like for both you, the play caller, and Aaron, to have a full deck at wide receiver and tight end, and just have all those that kind of full?
I mean, it felt good, but hey, there's things that I need to do a better job of, and getting the flow that you want on offense is challenging. It was important for us to move the ball in the second half, so we weren't maybe as aggressive as I would have liked. But I think all those guys, you know, just the interchange and being smart, you know, trying to watch guys' reps and so forth. But you know, having a combination of Jared and Richard is definitely going to help us.
Like, how did your offensive line play at your initial glance? Obviously, laying in their guard and David questioned the ball coming in.
No issues. It's like each and every week, and once we go through it, and you know, we had some communication challenges that, you know, we'll learn from. But there's nothing physically that I was concerned about. I haven't seen the statistics yet. My PR director didn't give them to me before I came in here. You know, go figure. But I don't know how we rushed for it, but I thought we ran the ball pretty good. But I thought the line played well.
You guys got you called timeout, but you still got a delay. What happened there?
Just communication. Interrupted communication. You know, the officials are doing a great job today communicating. It's a major emphasis to keep the coaches off the field. So we had some communication that was, you know, I didn't do a very good job communicating through that situation, and that's what happened.
Were
so
they ushering you off the field and while you were talking or something?
It's just, yeah, I'm not going to get in on it. You know, it's we'll learn from it.
like that 9 minute drive there that spanned the third and beginning of the fourth quarter, seemed like you did everything right except punch it in.
Well, that's, I agree with that.
Did you feel, I mean, if you feel if you punch it in for a touchdown, how much do you think that changes the game at that point?
I mean, yeah, it changed about 4 points, you know, 2-score lead. But you know, it was important for us to maintain ball control at that point. And there's some situations that we'll take a look at the video and learn from. You know, the first one is the 2 backed-up drives. We didn't get a first down on the 2 backed-up drives. The field position was really swung against our defense there in the first half. So we'll evaluate it and clean it up and get ready for Minnesota.
Mike, what happened on the 3rd and 2 down at the goal line? It looked like maybe you guys were pass blocking.
Yeah, I think we had a communication challenge there that we didn't get it right.
Who was it happening? Jordy Nelson back.
It's great to have Jordy back. Look good, and hey, it's week one too. So there's no games like the real games, and it'll be good for him to get back in the flow of it and get another full week of practice. So yeah, it's great to have Jordy back.
Did you want to pass there on that 3rd and 2? Is that?
It's,
I mean, if you're not going to go for it on 4th, you would think that you would try to go to the end zone, and then you kick the field goal on 4th down.
What do you want me to say here, Tom? It's the two. What defense were they in? Well, that's the point. Our communication wasn't intact, and we're focused on, we won the game today, and I haven't seen the video yet. We'll make the corrections with our football team, and that'll definitely be a play that needs corrected. There's no doubt about that, and we'll get that done.